It is Monday, May 15th, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, happy George Brett's birthday.
All right. You would know that. Of course you would know that.
He hit 390 in 1980, by the way.
Yeah, and he almost hit a referee. What was the year he hit the umpire?
That would have been, I think, 85 or 86. I think it was 86. It was the year after the first Royals World Series when the home run was taken away. And then, let's point out, was then reinstated by the Commissioner of Baseball.
Right. Yeah. He came out of that dugout like he'd been ejected.
Oh, my gosh.
Great.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I didn't get you on the line to talk about George Brett exclusively. Let's help me out with something that happened last week in Fort Smith. ProHack. This involves computers and passwords and software, and I'm already in over my head.
Well, and I'm going to get in over my head just shortly after you. Okay. So, but look, this is the big picture view is Steve Clark, not Steve Clark, the chamber person in Fayetteville, but Steve Clark, the founder and CEO of ProPack, conducted in. Before I get into that, Steve Clark has been an extraordinary supporter in the last two or three years. He's really come on. He's the guy behind the Murals Festival, you know, the Unexpected Project. There's a mural there, and Fayetteville is part of that. It really, he's taken a lot of ownership, a lot of personal pride in making sure Fort Smith, especially downtown Fort Smith, is, you know, modernized, reinvigorated. He is focused on making what he says, making Fort Smith a cool place to live, so that those millennials and that future talent that a future workforce needs will find it a good place to live. So this ProHack is just an extension of what he's doing, where he's bringing some of the developers, the software developers in his own company, and he essentially gave them 48 hours to come up with some ideas. One of those ideas was, I think, which is very interesting, is to connect resources and people with charities in the area. So, for example, and don't ask me how it works, but part of it is, you know, the software will say, well, this charity needs this type of food or this type of help to help these homeless people or these people that are hungry or for this food bank and that type of thing. And it can connect them in real time and you know, remove some of those barriers where people will say, well, if I just knew how to help, I would. Well, here you go. You know, we're using technology apps to connect those resources to charities in need in real time. And I think that's amazing. And you know, again, these guys have just, guys and girls have just, you know, took 48 hours to build this from the ground up. They're going to see what works. I guarantee you there will be some there'll be some stuff that'll fall by the wayside that doesn't work. But there'll be some permanency with some of these things that I wouldn't be surprised if it not only takes off in Fort Smith, but it becomes something that other communities around the country will say, hey, come show us how to do that.
Well, and that's kind of the idea between of these events, right? You get these people together, you got all these creative, imaginative, brilliant minds together, and they start bouncing ideas off each other, and in a relatively short amount of time, something can be built.
Right, and so, and what they do is then they bring their ideas, their expertise to the community and say, okay, here, we've done this, how can you help us make it better? And so that, you know, this is the inaugural, which means it's not going to be the last. So it'll be, I've talked to some people involved. They're already looking forward to the next one.
All right. Now, we go from something that's very new school to something that's a little bit more old school, roads. Last week, the ribbon cutting for the Bella Vista bypass. This is something that has been, those four syllables have been mentioned by a lot of mouths for a lot of time. It's not done yet by any stretch, and it's just a stretch of what we hope is eventually an I-49 that connects several states. But it was refreshing for a lot of people to see this happen last week.
Well, it was. I mean, we've had some critics who say, well, it's still just kind of a road to nowhere. Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have that until it gets completed. But It's better than not being there. It's, you know, the money was available to build it. And it's just, you know, these, unfortunately, you know, the federal government, state government, both in Arkansas and Missouri, you know, don't have the $3, $4, $5 billion that's needed just to make this thing happen all at once. So these segments are very important. I know there are some people who now say that the stretch from Alma to where the interstate begins in East Fort Smith or Chaffee Crossing is next, but that requires that bridge across the Arkansas River, which, you know, ranges between $300 and $600 million, depending on who you talk to. So, and I've heard that part being talked about since 1994. So you'll have to forgive me if I'm a little skeptical, but that is the next big segment that's really needed to keep the project going. Of course, Missouri has been further ahead than Arkansas on the project. For those that have driven to Kansas City, they know, you know, that it's better once you get on the Missouri side. Obviously, from South Fort Smith around the Greenwood area down to Texarkana, that is the huge chunk that will be necessary. And that will be an expensive chunk because you're going to be pushing concrete and steel through pretty rough terrain. But this back to Bella Vista, it is very important, very good that that's finished, that the money was available. And, it, you know, ideally it'll put pressure on government officials, both federal and state, to say, look, you know, we've got this. We've got to keep this going, or we've just wasted $53 million on a bypass that
right.
you know, doesn't connect to anything. So hopefully the politics will play toward that, and hopefully it'll play out a lot quicker than for those of us who've been waiting 20 or so years. Hopefully it'll start playing out a lot quicker.
Well, there's a World Series trophy in Wrigley Field right now, so...
We got to wait 100 years for this, do we?
Well, I did. Well, yeah, that's about okay, right. That wasn't maybe the best example,
yeah.
But you get the idea. Eventually.
Okay.
All right.
Eventually. All right.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Tilley's with Talk Business and Politics. You can find out much more about Arkansas's business, politics, and other news by going to talkbusiness.net. Michael, have a great week.
All right. You as well. Thank you, sir.